Oh yeah, it's fishing report time. Leaf is here. How you doing, Leaf?
Oh, not too shabby, Depp.
Nice seeing you. I'm curious what you have to say about the river and the levels, because we've had warm weather, we've had some rains and different things. It's not quite down as far as I was maybe expecting, you know, at the time.
Well, it is still mid-June, and it's still midway through coming on down,
you know,
and so it's kind of right there where it should be.
So what are you feeling about the river? I mean, fishable?
Oh, very fishable.
Very fishable.
Yeah, very fishable. Yeah. You know, still, like, my number one pointer to people would be safe, because it is still a very
good
serious
point.
Situation out there with good. The flows.
Yeah, yeah. Good
point. You know, I half the time, or I should say about 95% of the time, I do not wear waders, because I do not go past my knees. Even that can be kind of pushy in some of this. So just think about it. And if you got waders on, wear a PFD, because you'll have a bucket full of water hanging around your waist or shoulders if you don't. Anyway, safety tip. And if you're boating, you know what you're doing, because I still, you know, just yesterday went through a hydraulic there at the Twist Park with my drift boat that settled it all the way down into the rails, and you know, and that was doing everything just right. So just, we want you to be careful out there.
Okay, good point. So there is more water. It is fishable, and so how does that translate?
Well, you know, I've noticed that, per kind of usual, most of this water is coming out of the Methow itself. I went up above the Chewook the other day with a client, and just the other day walking with my dog Blue behind the hatchery while I was working. And I just kind of take a look at all three rivers individually quite often. And boy, the Twisp and the Chewook are a totally different story compared to the Methow.
Okay.
You could, you know, the Twisp, we were able to get across it. Sarah and I went up and had a little session the other day.
Okay.
She was a little sketched out because she's a little shorter than me. When your inseam hits the water, you know, it's a little bit a little bit harder. But by the time anybody listens to this message,
it'll be down.
It'll be good. The Methow is going to take a little bit more time to shape up. But so right now what that's doing to fishing is still on. You just can't always come to a situation and go, you know, I like to dry fly fish, or I like to fill in the blanks, do it this way. You really just got to do it the way you got to do it. And right now, the way it is in a lot of places on the Methow, it's just too fast to nymph a lot of the time, because by the time if you achieve reaching the bottom, then all of a sudden the drift is over, or if not, you're just flinging them along and spinning your bugs and spinning up your leader. You know, oftentimes with streamers, people are kind of picking a point and attacking it, whether it's on the shore or in a boat. You're picking a point in the bank and stripping away from it or something like that a lot of the time. Right now, what I'm doing is really true swinging. And so that means I'm picking like either a 90 or 45 degree angle, or even greater upstream. The harder the flow is, the further upstream you cast to try to get it down there. I throw mends into it, putting the line above the bug, mending it that way. And then I stack line into it while I'm doing that. I give it a bunch of line. I put it out into the fast flow, essentially. Keep all the line mended and stacked above the bug, and then allow it to swing around at the end of a whatever particular section I'm targeting. I usually will start to target, you know, right at the edge of the drop, at the top of the hole, swinging across that. And then I'll swing it across about another 5 feet down. And so I'm just kind of slicing up the stream in 5 foot swaths where I'm swinging across
with
it.
Lots of lines.
Right.
So you're getting a read on how deep, how swift,
exactly,
how quick your bug can drop.
You know, and if you start at the top, of course, the water's shallower. So sometimes you might hang up right away as you're trying to swing it across. But it'll give you the ability to kind of feel your way into there. And so it's easier to start with that, and also more effective. You want to start at the top of the hole, swing across to every 5 feet, and you're slowly starting to work out a grid pattern that crosses the stream rather than goes down the stream in straight lines like a
good point, like a
nymph pattern would. You're swinging across it. And so you just pick every 5 feet and just kind of swing across every 5 feet of the hole. Never lose your feeling for the bottom while you're doing that. You should really be, you're not looking for anything when you're swinging, you're feeling. And so you really want to get that rod tip into the water a lot of the time, so you don't feel the bounce of the line as you're doing anything. And just try to visualize the very end of your line. Visualize your bug and try to feel it. And a lot of the time I'm doing a lot of that with my left hand. I'll be kind of pulling line, letting it back out, pulling line, letting it back out. I'm not stripping it in. I'm not retrieving, mind you. I'm just kind of trying to feel, like by braille, at the very tip of my line, whether it's rocks bumping, or you'll kind of feel a sucking back downstream if it's a fish. And then you just want to lift up fairly gently and try to get that line on the reel. Try to walk yourself out onto a safe spot on the bank and find some soft water to land that fish on.
Oh, we're talking about you've got to fish.
I mean, you should if you're doing what I tell you to do.
Well, you do. It doesn't always translate to it did.
Yeah, you know, I just noticed that I work with folks and I try to let them know how I want to do it, but I'm not going to sit there in their ear all day squawking like a parrot. But I notice the tendency for a lot of folks is to hurry a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. Just try to relax. Even if it takes hanging up on the bottom, try to find the bottom at every point in the hole where you're working through and be just above it and bouncing the more proud rocks, the ones that stick up just a little bit higher than the others are the ones that you should just be tapping every once in a while. And right after you tap one of those, you should feel a little sucking back downstream.
Okay.
Fish biting.
That's what I was after. So that's good. That's a good description of it, hitting the proudest rocks.
Yeah. Okay. I'm using my full sink lines. The bullet heads have been a really good way to get down there. But as it starts to soften up, like, boy, the other day, my buddy's dad was doing really well with this muddler, kind of done in Kerry Special colors. It had like that typical, you know, muddler minnow buck hair head on it. Mm-hmm. And then it had like green, yellow, and a little bit of red flash. You know, green, yellow, brown, and red are kind of those dominant colors in the old school Kerry Special. And I just found that it's a really good combo. And he was hooking some really nice fish with that. So you'll be able to back off the full sink lines, the cone head bugs, and go into like the moderate sink or sink tips and use some of those lighter streamers. And then by about that time, you'll be able to find some nymphing lines, probably around when this river hits about 2,500 CFS, 2,000 CFS for sure. And I'm measuring that at Proteris.
Isn't that about half what we have right now?
Right now, we were sitting at about 3,031, and then we had those thunderstorms the other day, and that kicked us back up to about 33.
Okay.
Mostly just put some color in the water, didn't so much change the shape of it.
Okay.
And so I really think that we're going to kind of have these, of course, thunderstorms periodically that may bump it just a little bit.
Yeah.
The NOAA forecast is calling for a little rise, but then it's going to be dropping back down. Okay. So it should be dropping right into the place where it would be at the end of the month. Okay. And, you know, just fishing from here on out. So, and I'm also, you know, I'm cruising through in my boat anyway. I'm in it and on shore too. I try everything with the dry fly first because I've definitely been getting some action on the dries.
Okay.
I'm using, some brighter colors like the red foam, and then also some of the stimulators like yellow and orange too, to match these stones and whatnot that are coming off the caddis as well.
Good tip.
Start it off with the dries, do the streamer next.
Okay.
You know, I've been hearing that the lakes are doing okay. We're kind of getting these serious bug hatches. So if you miss one, I talked to Mr. Pasley up at the hatchery the other day, and he went up to Campbell. He felt like he was there the day after something big had happened. So there were a lot of chronomid shucks on the water. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of damsel activity. So you just kind of, I know the water temps are still good. I know the fish are still biting. I've got some great reports from Rat Lake, from Frost Lake. Boy, that thing is still fishing really well too. And I keep on wanting to throw out Aspen Lake. I know we talk about it very seldomly.
Yeah.
We do talk about it, but next time you're kind of up there in that neighborhood of Frost Lake, you just drive right past that sucker. You can take down, put back up the barbed wire gates that the farmer there has. It's okay. Mm-hmm. He lets the folks drive through there. There's some agreement with the WDFW, and you'll get up eventually there to a metal gate that you can't get past. That's a state gate there. And you're kind of looking down at Moccasin Lake at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of walk up that road and keep staying to your left, and it'll wind you around and up to Aspen Lake. I recommend you bring your float tube.
Okay. And it's worth the walk.
Oh, man, so cool. They really turn, the fish are kind of like at Frost Lake there. They really convert pounds fast.
Cool.
I caught a tiger trout out of there that was 5 pounds one time that had been 1 pound the year before at plant.
Wow.
Yeah, so they really put on the pounds quick there. And it's just such a beautiful little lake.
Yeah.
Got to check it out.
Okay.
So, you know, just the lowland lakes are still in their prime. Oh, in the high country, man, I'm getting ready to head into some stuff here. I think a lot of options are going to be open. I know you can get to the Tiffany's. I know you can get to Roger. Heard of some nice 15, 16-inch fish out of Roger. So I think all our options are really opening up.
I could tell you'd been hearing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about this for the last couple of fish reports, and we were kind of asking people if they'd been up high yet, and so you're hearing that.
Yeah, definitely hearing some great reports.
Yeah, well, that's
always itching myself to get out there. Yeah, I think in the next couple of weeks I'll be heading up. I think the first chance I get, I'm gonna be going after some gold.
Well, cool.
Yeah,
fun.
All right. Well, you know the drill. Our good folks over there at North 40 Fly Shop have been good enough to sponsor this fishing report, and you know they got all the gear that you need for spring, for the river, for the high mountain, for the lowland lakes, everything else in between. You can get anything you need sent from them to your door at north40flyshop.com. And in the way of booking trips and fishing tips, you can always get a hold of me at 509-429-7298. Or at medhowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can check out the blogger podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And you can all just go ahead and take care of yourself, because it's about time to get that fish right on.
Little fish bites, if you got a good day, here's a little tip that I would like to relate with my partner.